What if I told you the part of you you've been hiding? The one carrying shame, fear, rage, might be the key to saving your future. I'm Paul Chamberlain, Master Coach, Certified Crisis Advocate, and creator of the Smart Funny Tortured Framework that's helping scores of people transform their perceived weaknesses into extraordinary strengths. And this is the final piece of the Smart Funny Torture Trilogy. The part most of us try to outrun. Because let's be honest, everyone loves smart, everyone wants funny, but tortured? That's the part we deny. But here's the truth. Your pain isn't just a wound, it's raw material. And when integrated with intelligence and joy, it becomes power. In a world unraveling at hyperspeed in the age of the metacrisis, artificial intelligence, and an existential tension everywhere, us tortured ones are the ones who are ready for an opportunity-rich but turbulent future. So in this episode, we're not running from the darkness, we're going in. Tortured isn't about being broken. It's about carrying a heavy, blessed soul you were never taught how to hold. It's the part of you shaped by trauma, shame, and desire. The quiet wars fought inside bedrooms, boardrooms, bathrooms. In the Smart Funny Tortured Framework, tortured is not pathology, it's potential. Because when pain is repressed, it owns you. But when it's integrated, it becomes fuel. Fuel like that of a nuclear reactor. Think of the exposed fuel rods that leak radiation, poisoning everything around them. But harnessed, controlled, cooled, then you have a power source of almost limitless energy. Carl Jung called it the shadow. Resmaa Menachem called it the soul nerve. Trauma carried through bodies, generations deep. I call it the source of your darker angels. If you want to find out more about your darker angels, I built a free tool to help you find out. It's called the Smart Funny Tortured Self Audit, and the link's below. Trauma starts a chain reaction. A split-second recalibration of your nervous system in response to something that overwhelmed your capacity to process. The amygdala, the part of your brain responsible for fight, flight, or freeze, fires. The body tightens. Your subconscious rewrites its operating code right there. This is how we survive now. Your brain didn't break, it adapted. And just like that, your new normal is born. One built not for thriving, but for enduring. As the world convulses and contorts in the face of rapid change, AI acceleration, climate disruption, mass displacement, social fragmentation, we are all directly or indirectly being exposed to trauma. It's something we carry without consent, but the brain creates the conditions for us to keep going, even when those conditions come at a cost. Something is potentially traumatic when it overwhelms the nervous system enough to cause our emergency coping mechanisms to kick into gear, writes Dr. M.C. McDonald in Unbroken. These mechanisms are designed to save our lives, and they do. But to do so, they pull energy and resources from systems that help us orient, connect, and remember. The trauma may pass, but the survival protocol stays. And so, you flinch at love, you overcorrect at work, you shut down when the stakes are too high. Not because you're weak, but because your system is still stuck in emergency mode. Trauma isn't personal, it's intergenerational, it's cultural. It lives in language, in posture, in breath. It whispers, protect yourself. And that protection becomes a cage. This work to heal, it's slow, but it's sacred, because when you begin to feel what you've been protecting yourself from, you just don't free yourself. You stop the cycle. You stop handing it down. You break the spell. As Bessel van der Kolk writes in The Body Keeps Score, being able to feel safe with other people is probably the single most important aspect of mental health. And when the time is right, revisiting the trauma, not to relive it, but to reclaim it, can be profoundly healing. The Smart Funny Tortured Framework doesn't pretend to be a treatment for trauma, but it is a set of lenses and tools for the journey. Smart equips you with tools. Funny helps your body feel safe again. Torture gives you the permission to finally feel what's been running the show all along. This is not a quick fix. It's a reorientation, a slow reprogramming. Not to who you were before, but to who you were meant to be. Shame isn't a flaw. It's trauma's proxy, a puppet government installed into your psyche after trauma has left town. Believe it or not, shame has a job. It's to stabilize you, even if that means limiting you. After trauma overwhelms the system, your brain, still trying to make sense of what happened, calls in a kind of emotional emergency management. Saying things like, "You could never. How could you deserve that? What did you expect? Don't dream too big." This is the prefrontal cortex, the logic center of the brain, trying to restore order. It builds a story out of the chaos, one that centers you as the problem, because that's the only variable you feel you could control. Here's what's wild. The nervous system protects itself by editing reality. The amygdala fires to flag perceived danger. The prefrontal cortex rewrites the script to make sense of it. That protective combination comes with a price. You never become who you were here to be. Dr. Gabor Mate says trauma isn't just what happened to you. It's what happened inside you because of what's happened. And that's shame's cue. If you've tried self-compassion, seeking the empathy of others, and it didn't stick, welcome. The Smart Funny Tortured Framework addresses this by acknowledging you aren't supposed to be shame-free or shameless. Those are undesirable traits. What you need is to shift the power dynamic between you and shame. Bring it to heal. Not to who you were before, but to who you were meant to be. Most of us were taught to repress desire, to shrink our wants down to fit into jobs, relationships, religions. To feel something? Fine. But to want something? No, that's dangerous. But what a desire isn't distraction. It's direction. Desire is ancient. It's evolutionary. It fuels the drive to create, to connect, to evolve. Without it, there are no civilizations. No art. No fire. But over time, desire got hijacked. First by systems of control, then by systems of commerce. Religion told you desire was a sin. Marketing told you desire was something you could buy. Both were wrong. Desire is a signal, a sacred instinct. It's the breadcrumbs of who you could become. Carolyn Elliott, in her work, Existential Kink, teaches us that even our most shameful desires carry keys to our liberation. That part of you that craves chaos, attention, intensity, it's not your enemy. It's a part of you demanding to be seen. When you listen to your deepest wants, especially the ones you're ashamed of, you're not indulging. You're decoding. This is fuel, not the kind that burns hot and fast, but the kind that powers dreams, art, revolutions. When you stop hiding the tortured parts of you, when you bring shame, desire, and trauma to the table, something shifts. You become unshakable. You're not at the mercy of your darkness. You do not become consumed by it. You consume it. You use it. Funny becomes more radiant. Smart becomes more grounded. Your creativity gets teeth. This is where real leadership, real art, and real connection comes from. Not from perfection, from integration. Marshaling your darker angels into a force to be reckoned with. So, which part of your tortured side needs your attention? Shame, asking to be seen. Desire, waiting to be honored. Trauma, still looping in silence. You don't need to fix it all today, but you do need to face it. And that's why I created the Smart Funny Tortured Self Audit. It's a private, powerful way to start reclaiming your whole self. Click the link below, it's free. You don't become consumed by the fire. You learn to burn clean. This is not about erasing what hurt you. It's about integrating it into something sacred. This is not a self-help journey. You're reclaiming your essence, you, before the bullshit. Because when you stop hiding and denying your unique kind of smart, funny, and tortured, you step into the light. And not the performative kind, not the Instagram kind, but the kind that draws people to you. Because they can feel it. They can feel that you've done the work. This is the kind of person the world listens to and needs at this very moment. And more importantly, it's the kind of person you are supposed to be. Take care. It's going to be okay. If this resonated, it's because you've always felt too much, thought too deeply, or carried too many contradictions. For a world fading in the light of a new one fast approaching. But now is our time, the age of the smart, funny, and tortured, where our unique blend of talents, experiences, and challenges give us an edge. As the new hybrid thinkers and adaptive creators this new world is going to need. So if you're ready to begin, not just healing, but becoming, go to smartfunnytorture.com and take the free self-audit. I built what I call a new human operating system for this AI-driven world. While machines race to replace so much, I'm helping us humans reclaim our humanity and value. It's not a personality test. It's a strategy guide to reacquaint you with your edge, your gifts, your essence. Again, that's smartfunnytortured.com. Start there. We need who you really are. And take care. It's going to be okay.